from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Haiti waits nervously with only 5 days to go before elections. Suriname's army commander heads for Africa to learn about national reconciliation. And Trinidad offers Hong Kong cash a safe home before the communists take over.
What we have in mind is to really get them in actual business activity so that they will want to stay and want to keep their investments.
I'm Leslie Goff, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A sense of nervous anticipation is being felt by the people of Haiti as they prepare for Sunday's long-awaited presidential elections. The various international observer groups have started arriving in the country. And as Michael Norton reports, the front-running presidential candidate appears to have attracted support from the president of Venezuela.
Tuesday morning, presidential front-runner, the Reverend Jean-Bertrand Aristide, boarded the 6-passenger executive jet of Venezuelan President Carlos Andres Perez and was flown off to Caracas to pay him a few hours' visit. On Monday, at a press conference, Aristide said he was more confident than ever of victory next Sunday. Pain and determination, he said, when asked how he felt after last Wednesday's grenade and gunshot terrorist attack in which 7 of his supporters were killed and at least 50 injured. Reinforced determination does seem to characterize the Haitians' reaction to that atrocity, one more in a long line of attempts to turn the clock back to the dark times of dictatorship. On Tuesday, a 24-member Caribbean Conference of Churches delegation arrives in Haiti. On Wednesday, OAS President João Baena Soares will arrive. On Friday, a 33-member delegation led by former U.S. President Jimmy Carter will arrive.